With us now, we have Professor Margaret Mutu. Tēnā koe, Professor.
Ai, tēnā koe ora, tēnā tātou kato.
So you're the National Iwi Chairs Forum spokesperson, and there's been claims that the ACT party leader, David Seymour, the Deputy Prime Minister in waiting, is also the Associate Minister of Justice, and he's not quite sure what his role is, and he keeps blurring the lines of these two roles. What do you mean by blurring the lines? What's he up to?
So what our legal advisors are telling us in the Pōtikanga part of National Iwi Chairs Forum is, you know, there is a process to go through when you are wanting to get legislation through the House. And the first thing is that before it can even be declared to be a bill, it has to get Cabinet approval. Now, what we have tried to ask in National Iwi Chairs Forum, what on earth the government is doing, even contemplating this bill, and what the ministers who are the National Party, because National Iwi Chairs Forum does meet with different ministers along the way, we have been asking them, why are you even contemplating this bill? Now, you, I, and everybody else has seen this bill because it got leaked. But the ministers that we talk to say, look, we haven't seen this bill. We can't comment on it because we haven't seen it. Now, before you can actually go and start preparing it for the first reading in the House, Cabinet must approve the bill. And yet the ministers are telling us they haven't seen the bill. So what you've got is David Seymour so absolutely driven to wipe out any legal recognition of Māori as having, you know, the rights that we were guaranteed under Te Tiriti. He wants those gone. He does not want Māori recognised as a people in this country. He wants that there only be New Zealanders in this country, not Māori. And in order to do that, he wants to write these principles of the Treaty of Waitangi that effectively say Māori are no different from anybody else. Well, no, there's no mention of the word Māori at all in this bill as redefining how you will read Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Now, so he puts all this stuff up on the ACT website, and the ACT website goes through a whole series of questions about his so-called bill. But excuse me, David Seymour, it's not a bill. It's not a bill because it hasn't got Cabinet approval. So that's a process thing that our legal advisors to National Iwi Chairs Forum are saying this is just so not allowed in terms of Cabinet process. And so what our legal advisors are saying is responsibility for this and David Seymour's misbehaviour lies squarely with the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister, Chris Luxton, we are saying to Christopher Luxton, you've got to pull your minister in. You appointed him as the minister. You need to pull him into line and make sure that he abides by the rules of Cabinet and that he doesn't run off and start saying, yes, this bill is a bill. It's got Cabinet approval. It hasn't got Cabinet approval. Not that we know of. I don't know whether they did it yesterday, but certainly every time we have questioned the National ministers, because National has assured us they do not support this legislation, but they have agreed to let it go to a first hearing. We are saying to them, look at this stuff clearly, look at it carefully, and ask yourself, do you really want to let this sort of thing be a stain on the country? And if you have a look at the ACT web webpage that deals with this, it is just so full of, well, I can't say it any other way, lies, absolute lies about Māori and about what Te Tiriti actually says. And I just, because it's really simple to see how he's done it. First of all, what he says is that in Article 1, kāwanatanga katoa o rātou whenua means that the government has right to govern all New Zealanders. Now, kāwanatanga, and I have spent the last 30 years working on these documents, kāwanatanga was a mechanism given to the Queen of England to control her own Pākehā subjects who were either in this country or coming into this country. It was not anything else. It most certainly did not give the Queen of England the right to have any say over anything Māori. Why would you do that? I mean, just thinking logically. Pākehās are coming into a country that we've already been here for over 1,000 years. We have got our own legal system, our own ways of doing things. We know who we are, and we know how we exist in this country. We have our own legal system. Why would we suddenly turn around and say, oh yeah, well hang on a minute, we're going to give, you know, the right to have a say over all of what we do to somebody who lives on the other side of the world that we've never met? And it's just totally illogical.
It doesn't make sense.
No. So to say that kāwanatanga katoa meant that they could govern all New Zealanders is a barefaced lie.
So I was just going to say, other than calling him out or calling out what he's doing, what can be done to ensure he plays by the rules? Is it because this cabinet or this government is made up of so many mixed parties as well as relatively inexperienced ministers?
Yes, I think being inexperienced, particularly of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister, what you've got here is a person who is so driven, and I'm watching very carefully about who he is being driven by, David Seymour. It does seem to be that there is international pressure on him to bring him into line with other, to bring this country into line with other extreme right you know, things. So, but what you've got here is that David Seymour must remember, one, he is in this country. He is not in the United States or Canada where he can run roughshod over everybody. And two, he is answerable to the Prime Minister. But the Prime Minister, you are absolutely right, he has no experience in this in a role. He has no experience as a minister, and that is why we are saying to him, Chris Luxon, you are the Prime Minister. You are responsible for keeping your ministers in line. Sit that David Seymour down and tell him, these are the cabinet rules. You will do them, because this one is running away with a whole stack of lies. And Chris Luxon, Kiniani, we've already told Chris Luxon this. We told him it before Christmas. You've got to control your cabinet. Otherwise,
we have him up next. So
ask him, please.
Yeah. So I will definitely put that to him and see what his response is. Hey, tēnā koe te Mare Kura, thank you for your time and, your efforts to try and get some clarity in this point. Ngā mihi.
Ai, ngā mihi atu ki a koe.
Kia ora.